Hey folks, welcome back. This is the Newsprint Commando, Ed Moore. I'm looking at Pied Piper Comics, Lawrence and Lim's X-Mutants number 6, dated approximately July of 1987. Now, new company, Pied Piper, as opposed to Amazing Comics. New title, adding Lawrence and Lim's to the X-Mutants. This apparently is our first episode of Comics as the World Burns. Something happened involving money, involving peoples, involving Amazing Comics, Wonder Color Comics, Eternity Comics, Pied Piper Comics, just a whole bunch of bleh. And they get into it on the inside front cover here, or at least David Lawrence does, inside front cover. Now, front cover, full color, everybody splayed out here. We have Aaron, Lorelei, Angela, Belushi, and Vicky, and Dr. Kugat. All standing here as mutants are bowing in front of them, and we have plus our first look at the new X-Mutants, which, yeah. So, inside front cover, politics, boo, yuck. The story, we are before the statue of the X-Mutants, which basically is the five of them grouped together back-to-back holding their swords out perpendicular at height, head height. Little boy here says, "Oh, I'm tired of being Fred all the time. I want to be Belushi." And he's a little dude and he's got a little hockey mask on like Fred did. Movie marquee, we have our four individuals, or the five X-Mutants, and Dr. Kugat here. And actually, I see that two of the four women are cold, standing here on top of this movie marquee thing. They're talking. All the mutants are standing here beneath them, shouting out things like, "Look, they're here. The X-Mutants have returned." And this is X-Mutants, Gods and Men, it says on the marquee, and it's got the creators. Screenplay, photography, sound, and executive producer here. Screenplay, David Lawrence. Photography, Ron Lim, Tim Dazon. Sound, Bob Panea. And executive producer, Dave Campiti. Next, Kugat is talking to the X-Mutants, and the people down on the plaza below the marquee are still rejoicing. Some are awed. Some kneel in thankful prayer. Most are happy, but at least one is not. Murderers. Everyone worships them, and they're nothing but murderers. I can't stand it. And he turns and runs off. Well, Dr. Kugat draws everybody back inside, and he kind of catches the X-Mutants up on what's happened with the death of Fred and the baby and their time in the healing vats and how the world has changed a little bit without Fred. Kugat kind of stepped up and started leading people with the admonishment of people who didn't toe the line that the X-Mutants would be displeased. And if they wanted to make them happy for their return, to please do these kind of things. And so he kind of stepped in and filled that void, but he did it through no small amount of dishonesty as far as taking the X-Mutant's name in vain, as it were. We have a little scene here that involves some X-Mutant, some current mutants, and one of them looks like Harpo, I think, of the Marx Brothers. Cut inside, and the X-Mutants are kind of just chilling here, reading, sleeping, pacing, and one is doing stretches. We're finding out what's in their heads as they're unwound, right? They're not into anything, so they're free to think. And several of them are not comfortable with this world that they have become a part of in their absence, and now they're reawakening. And we see that the doc is outside. Angela is his steadfast defender, and he gives her a silent attaboy as he's outside eavesdropping on them. Several pages of them mingling with the plebeians, as it were, the patricians that they are mixing with the plebeians, or plebeians, however you pronounce it. Several pages, that's several pages. We see that things are pretty rough. And then we're introduced to Barney He was Fred's best friend, and he is the one that's upset that Fred is dead. Fred's dead, baby. Fred's dead. Not Zed. Fred, right? Zed's dead. Yeah, okay. It's a movie reference for those of you that don't know what in the heck I'm talking about. Advert here for Terraformers, a book from Pied Piper Comics, which is who we are now following. Two-page spread in the very middle. A buy my books from Joseph Koch, K-O-C-H, or Koch. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. I think I've heard it pronounced both Koch and Koch. So I'm not sure how it's pronounced. Next page is a black and white advert for Power Factor issue number 2. When heroes are targets, they need the power factor. Pied Piper Comics. Barney has a missile launcher and he attacks. I guess these things are just thrown all over the atomic holocaust destroyed New York City. Barney has one, friend to Fred, and he uses it against the X-Mutants here. Blows up. First one to recover is Belushi. Just as Barney rushes in, they attack each other. Barney is made of much sterner stuff, apparently, than Belushi. He is giving a bear hug to Belushi, probably slowly killing him. Belushi is punching him in the forehead, and it doesn't really seem to be having any effect. Aaron runs up. Aaron runs up and kicks him with her high heels in the back. He turns around, and as he rushes her, she jumps, leaps over the top of him, helping propel him in the direction that he is running until he slams into a brick wall and falls down. Ow, is what he said. So she's looking at him here. Dr. Kugat finally comes on the scene, having run away to go get a weapon and come back. We don't know what he ran away to do, but he ran away and he comes back with a weapon. Looks like a submachine gun. He takes stock and then he just kills Barney with it. Just flat out ventilates him. By and large, the X-Mutants are not really pleased with this. Doc supports it as best, well, not as best he can, but supports it in his own way, saying, well, you know, he was a menace. He's been a menace. We don't need menaces anymore. And I got rid of the menace. And the new mutant, the X-Mutants are like, well, yeah, okay, you did. But I don't think we like this. So we're going to go ahead and take off now. So they jump in their convertible and drive off, basically, with the doctor telling the mutants that are witness to the X-Mutants driving off. The X-Mutants have to leave us now. They see their work here is done. Now the rest of the world needs them, he says as they drive off. So, until they return, you're to obey me as you would. And then they're out of sight. New Mutants talking, Aaron, shouldn't we stop him? She says, what good would it do, Blue? People believe what they want to. So the doc has gone in a direction that the New Mutants are not happy with. And he basically has brought them up. You know, he has raised them. And so, yeah. Advert here for R.I. Rambot and the Lunatic Fringe. And indeed, there is no preview of the Lunatic Fringe in this issue. Because we turn the page and we have the intro to The New X-Mutants by David Lawrence and Ron Lim. This is from the Journal of Emmanuel Cugat. Accompanying illustration to the text, things got worse today. Another fight in the city. With the X-Mutants gone, things were different, harder somehow. They were snarling, defiant, but no outright disobedience yet. When I returned home, I knew what I had to do. Norma Jean was waiting. Unlike the X-Mutants, she hasn't turned on me since her release from the tubes. And we get a reference here. See the X-Mutants Special Edition number 1 and the upcoming X-Mutants graphic novel for details. Now, it's my understanding. I have it, but I didn't pull it out, and I haven't looked at it in a while. I have the X-Mutants Special Edition number 1. It is a reprint of the first issue by a new company, Amazing Comics, with some additional material. And I guess this Norma Jean, who's that? Marilyn Monroe? Right? Norma Jean made her first appearance there. And they seem to be, they're acting like husband and wife here. She sensed my anxiety as usual. She tried to comfort me. I explained the situation to her. Without the X-Mutants, events in the city could soon slip out of my control. Luckily, I had begun work on another project as I completed my original cure of the X-Mutants. And although it would take hard work and time, I knew that in the end... Page turn, and my pages stuck together here, so hang on. Two-page spread, the dreams would survive, to be continued. And he and Norma Jean are standing at a panel with the kitten, right, that Belushi petted, rescued a couple issues ago. And in front of them are six tubes with six new individuals. One of them, two of them of color. Three male, three female. The females are not scantily clad, though. They're all modestly dressed, and the men are muscled, you know, kind of, yeah. So, the new X-Mutants, it says, and the next page, coming this summer from Pied Piper Comics, the new X-Mutants. And we have an image of the five heads of the X-Mutants, and then beneath that, the six full bodies of the new X-Mutants. Mutated male, letters page, couple issues going to the back page, which is leading the way in graphic entertainment. It's a little note from David Campiti of Wheeling, West Virginia, and Mark Hamlin of Wyoming, Michigan, both co-publishers of Pied Piper Comics. Back cover has a female dressed as a Pied Piper piping away with several characters, full color, marching on behind her. Three of the X-Mutants, Dr. Kugat, and some other characters that I don't recognize. One dude flying here. So there we go. Pied Piper Comics marching on after their political economic issues. And I wonder if Lawrence and Lim are wanting to introduce the new X-Mutants so they can get out from under these X-Mutants, let the characters go, start new characters, and be able to run without any tie-ups as to why this is now labeled Lawrence and Lim's X-Mutants. If you want to find the book, that's what you have to look under. That is the official indicia title, is Lawrence and Lim's X-Mutants now. So, politically, I don't know what happened. I could try to look it up and find out, but I'm sure everybody would tell their own story, and their own story would be different amongst them. So we will carry on our wayward selves. Next newsprint episode is a Pacific Comics episode. I don't know what books I'll be covering with the space I left in my notebook. Looks like a lot of books. This might be the big month, like there's 11 or 12 titles here before I finish out the year. Elf Lord, after that, another Pacific Comics episode after that, and then the next, the final, I believe, or next to final, I believe it's the final episode this year of, and I don't know for sure because I don't have my notes with me, I'm sorry. I don't know if there's another one in the coming weeks or not. Lawrence and Lim's X-Mutants, issue number 7 from Pied Piper Comics. Let me see here, my notebook. Yeah. That looks to be the last installment. So this will be the last episode, issue number 7 of Newsprint Commando for the year. I do not know next year what I will be talking about, or, well, this coming new year. But, you know, hopefully it'll be something that all of you will be interested in. I think I will be continuing on to finish the third and final year of Pacific Comics. I'll probably do that. Interstitially between the Pacific Tuesday episodes. I'm not sure what I'm going to look at, talk about at this point. Rather than two books, I might just make it one book, maybe First Kingdom, maybe? I don't know. But next episode, though, Lawrence and Lim's X-Mutants. Be there or be square. Ciao.